Mars is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Thursday, April 25th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Right out of the gate, I want to let you know that I spoke with Dorothy Fredericks. She is the chair of community outreach for the Crawford County Republican Party, and they purchased 15 extra tickets as far as meals go for tomorrow night's event. There are well over 100 and some people already. She said they purchased an additional 15 meals from the caterer, and those 15 tickets are exclusively offered to our listening audience. She wanted to do that as a thank you to you guys. If you want to go to the event tomorrow that I'll be attending, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell will be there. Dr. David Clements, the professor, attorney, who did the movie Let My People Go. This radio audience has access to the last 15 meals, the last 15 tickets. So if you want to go tomorrow night and join us in Grayling, it's right off of I-75, real easy to get to. 4 Mile Road exit. I believe that's 251 exit, I believe. Just south of downtown Grayling on the east side of I-75, Kirtland Community College. Doors open at 5 o'clock. The program starts at 6. It's going to be a great event. We will have the 9/11/11 cards there. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell will be there. Great night with a bunch of patriots restoring freedom. All you have to do is text me the word Crawford, 231-360-5140. Just text me and I'll send you the flyer. Or you can call Dorothy directly and get the tickets from her. This is going to be a great event, folks. Lots of patriots are going to be there. You need to come and join us. Now, her phone number directly is 989-619-0504. 989-619-0504. Or text me Crawford to my number, and I'll send you the flyer with that number in there. You can give Dorothy a call. Get the last 15 tickets for this event. I'm telling you, you're going to learn some things from Dr. Clements. You're going to hear what's going on not only in Michigan, but around the country. I'm looking very much forward to this event. I would love to see you guys there. If you want to get the 9/11/11 cards, they'll be available. Vicky and I are boxing some up tonight, loading up the vehicle, and I'm heading out tomorrow right after the show at noon. Going to get over there and help them set up, get ready. We'll be providing some background music throughout the event. We're excited, and we'd love to see you guys there. So again, text me Crawford, or better yet, call Dorothy directly, 989-619-0504. We have the last 15 tickets available to this audience. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. The storms and power outages are coming. Don't wait. Buy a Generac generator by May 7th and you'll get a free 7-year warranty. Your generator will power your house for years to come for pennies a day. Now available 100% financing with no money down. Call 989-306-3656. That's 989-306-3656. Don't be sitting in the dark saying, "I wish I called Rich."
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electspalberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you.
Hey everybody, welcome back into today's show. This is Thursday, April 25th. Excited about this event tomorrow night down in Grayling. We're excited, and 15 tickets are left. I just got two people that texted me and said, "I'm interested, send me the flyer." And I also gave them Dorothy Fedrick's phone number. Again, if you'd like to attend, 989-619-0504. Just text me Crawford, and I'll send you the information. Interesting developments happening as the filing deadline has passed for candidates in the race that I had filed papers in for the 104th House District, running as a Democrat, unopposed until the last minute. On Tuesday, Larry Knight, supposedly a Democrat from Rapid City, filed to run against me. Now, other developments that has come up that does not require me to run for this seat this year is here, especially not only in the entire state, but specifically the 1st Congressional District. Let me explain what's going on. You see, when these races come together, you have to look at this from a very strategical point of view. You have to understand what's going on. It's an August 6th primary, folks, where there is no crossover. If you cross over on your ballot, it's rejected by the machine. Well, what do you mean crossover? The Republicans are all lined up on the, perhaps, I'm going to just throw it out, I don't know how the ballots are actually printed yet, on the left side in a column. Democrats are in a column on the right side. If you want to vote for all the Republicans, just mark at the very top, Republican Party. I don't recommend it. Patrick Kobach and others have said, color in the actual ovals for every candidate. It makes it more difficult for somebody to tamper with your ballot later on. But if you're going to vote Republican for any race at all, you must only vote for Republicans on your August 6th primary election ballot. If you're going to vote for a Democrat, you have to vote for all Democrats. You can't cross over for one Republican, then a Democrat, then the rest Republican. Conversely, you can't vote for all the Democrats except for one Republican. You can't do that. If you stick your ballot into the machine, it's rejected. Well, in order to protect Republicans in the 104th House District where I live, Benzie, Manistee, the four townships in northern Wexford County, all of Grand Traverse County except for the city limits of Traverse City, the majority of Kalkaska, and all of Antrim except for Mansalona, I decided to file as a Democrat for 104th. The current Republican state representative is John Roth. He's got a primary opponent, Owen Suey, on August 6th. In the Republican side, I was going to be basically unopposed as the Democrats' candidate for the 104th. That was until Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Larry Knight filed against me as a Democrat. Now, on our ballots up here in northern Michigan, 101st all the way through the 110th, there's going to be a ticket at the top for the U.S. Senate. As of Tuesday, there are now not one, not two, but three Democrats running for the U.S. Senate on the Senate side, the U.S. Senate side for Washington, D.C. The front runner, of course, the anointed chosen one, Elisa Slotkin. She filed on April 15th. Almost 2 months before her, the Hollywood actor Hill Harper, he filed from Detroit. And then on Monday, before the filing deadline, Nasser Baydoun from Dearborn, a Muslim, filed for the U.S. Senate race as well. Well, the Democrats are going to have to stay on their side of the ballot, actually, for the entire state of Michigan this August 6th primary. I want you to understand this. This is critical for you to understand the dynamics of what's going on in our state. Because two others challenged Elisa Slotkin, the front runner. She's a congresswoman from Holly, Michigan. They have a primary fight at the top of our ticket. United States Senator, 6-year term. Because of Debbie Stabenow's retirement, 3 Democrats want that seat. On the Republican side of the ballot, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell turned in her signatures March 25th. Meanwhile, Mr. Rogers and Justin Amash turned their signatures in on Monday. The day of the filing deadline, Peter Meyer and Sandy Pensler turned in their signatures. There's 5 Republicans running and 4 Democrats. Or excuse me, 3 Democrats for U.S. Senate. With 3 Democrats running and 5 Republicans running, you're locked into your ballot right there at the top of the ticket. If you're going to vote for a Republican for U.S. Senator, you have to vote for all Republicans in the primary. If you're going to vote for one of the Democrats of your choosing, of the 3 that are running, Slotkin, Harper, or Baydoun, well, then you're stuck to your side of the ballot. Then the next race down on the ballot, U.S. Congressman. Thanks to Callie Barr, a Democrat from Traverse City, she's running against Dr. Bob Lorenzer, who ran before against Jack Bergman and got his butt kicked. 2 Democrats are running for that seat. Now we're up here in our first district. You following me? It's not only the entire state for U.S. Senate, but specifically as a backup, there's a challenge going on for U.S. Congress, first district. On the Republican side, of course, incumbent Congressman Jack Bergman filed his signatures. He did that on April 3rd. On Monday, Josh Saul. He filed on Monday, April 22nd. And the last day of the deadline, J.D. Wilson from Houghton Lake. He's from the same area as Josh Saul, who lives in Roscommon. He filed as well. So now we have 2 races that are going to guarantee the entire state of Michigan, as well as our first congressional district. The Democrats have to stay on their side of the ballot. They will not be crossing over in our Republican primary. Even though we know some Democrats have filed as Republicans, running as Republicans, it doesn't matter. Republican voters will know who the Democrats are, hopefully, and know who the real Republicans are and vote accordingly. So as a result, tomorrow, which is the last day to withdraw from any races before 5 p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, April 26th. When I get done with the show tomorrow at noon, I'm withdrawing from the 104th as a Democrat. There's no reason for me to run. Our primary is protected. So what does that mean? Now we have to get down to getting information out to the people, the ones that perhaps don't listen to this show, never heard of the show, they don't listen to the show, they don't know anything about this show. Well, it's your job to be a storyteller. It's your job to go out there and tell people who the candidates are, who the real Republicans are versus the Democrats, and tell them who to vote for in the Republican primary on August 6th. By doing that, many of these incumbents that are Democrats who run as Republicans to get elected, they're going to be voted out of office. They'll lose their primary. And for many of these races, folks, Democrats haven't even filed a candidate against the Republicans in November. My Gold Star County, Presque Isle County Republican parties, who did the absolute best job out of all the parties, that party, I should say, Presque Isle County Republican Party, did their job. Primary challenging one Democrat, got a second Democrat to retire, and got a third Democrat who always ran as no party affiliation. She didn't even file papers for re-election. She's done. Mostly because of this radio station, this show, and the leadership of the Presque Isle County Republican Party, Bob Bretsky, chair, Monica Jasinski, co-chair, vice chair, the treasurer, the secretary, the members, Mr. Bennett, all of their supporters came together, recruited candidates, and pushed the Democrats out of Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners. Only one seat's left, District 3, and they're working on finding somebody to run either as a no-party affiliate candidate or to do a write-in campaign as a Republican. That will be filed before the August 6th primary. I talked to Monica. She assured me that because of their hard work and continued efforts, they'll get that seat too. It'll be an all-Republican board in Presque Isle County. It'll be probably a Republican county clerk. There's going to be a primary battle for prosecuting attorney. So we'll see how all that plays out. But they took back their county. And I hopefully can get this information out to everybody. I'm withdrawing from the race. It was a tactical move to protect Republicans in the 104th House District. But because of the Senate race, as well as the first congressional district race, we now have two races that will guarantee the Democrats stay on their side. Republicans will have a pure Republican primary. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.